This is Voices of Poverty, a series of podcasts with people living in poverty in the greater Charlottesville area and with those working to help people living in poverty. Voices of Poverty is a project of Leadership Charlottesville, a program of the Charlottesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. I'm Becky Waybright with the 2006 Leadership Charlottesville class. A young woman who becomes pregnant while in high school is at a much greater risk of entering into poverty. But there's an organization in Charlottesville that assists pregnant teens and young mothers to give them a leg up. Maureen Burkhill is the director of TeenSight, a service of Focus Women's Resource Center.
We have a program, in-school program for pregnant and parenting teens. We have two teen pregnancy prevention programs. We have a job training program, and we have a resource mothers mentoring program. The main thrust of the in-school program is to keep those girls in school until they graduate and not have a second pregnancy. The teen pregnancy prevention programs, obviously the main thrust of that program is not to have them to have a primary pregnancy, and also the same thing is to keep them in school till they graduate.
I don't think it's a requirement, but I'm assuming most of the teenagers you work with do come from low-income families.
The majority of them come from low-income families. Teen mothers, some of the program requirements, the grant requirements, say they have to be economically disadvantaged. But in our in-school program for pregnant and parenting teens and our resource mothers program, there's no income requirement for those programs. But most of the people in the program are low-income. I think the in-school program, even if you're high income or low income, when you're a teenager and you have a baby, it's a hard job, and you're going to be the parent, and whether you have a lot of money or not, there are a lot of responsibilities that come with being a teen parent. And also, a lot of times when you become pregnant, you feel isolated because your friends aren't parents. You can't do the same things that you could do before. So whether you have money or don't have money, to be in a support group with other girls that are going through the same thing, I think that it is definitely a support group.
Do you think your program, your services make a difference in young people's lives?
I definitely think it does. We have a 98% high school graduation rate. And the local schools is 73%. And these are for all kids, for all economic backgrounds. So a 98% graduation rate obviously makes a difference in people's lives. There's also a less than 3% repeat pregnancy rate. The national average after the first year is 20%. If you have a baby, the likelihood, national average, is that you're 50% of those girls are going to drop out of school. So when you look at a 50% dropout rate for pregnant teens, and if you're in TeenSight, it's a 98% graduation rate for high school. I think it really does make a difference.
You've worked in this field for a long time. What keeps you going on the bad days?
I think it's just the bad days. It's people like these two girls we have today. When you see somebody that's going through school, that has a baby, that has to go to night school as well to graduate, that's a really, really tough job. I'm a mother myself. I know how hard it was, and I was married and I didn't have to go to work. I cannot imagine what it'd been like having a baby as a teenager. So I really admire these girls.
That was Maureen Burkhill, the director of TeenSight. Now we'll speak with two of the young women currently going through the program. Why don't we start? Maybe you can tell me a little bit about how you found out about the programs, the services here at TeenSight, and what you found useful about them.
I found it useful because every time, like, I need something, I call Maureen, and she'll try her best to give it to me, like Pampers and clothes. She has made her best to give it to me.
How about you?
How I found out about it? Through school.
Has it been helpful?
Yeah.
What kind of things have they done to be helpful?
Help me pay for my classes that I'm taking out of school.
Do y'all feel okay telling me how old you are?
Yes. I'm 20.
I'm 17.
And you're both moms?
Yes.
Yes.
What was it like when you had your child? Were you excited, scared, nervous?
I was excited till the day came to have her. Yes. Then I started getting nervous and scared.
But do you find it hard being a student? Are you a student also?
No.
Okay. Are you working?
No. Looking for a job.
But balancing being a student and being a mom, do you find that hard?
It is.
Do you get any sleep at night?
I get more than what I used to.
I'm making an assumption that you've probably grown up in families that don't have a lot of money. Is that accurate?
I wouldn't say that.
But how about for you? What have you found as some of the financial challenges for yourself?
Paying rent and finding a place to stay with my daughter and I. And we've been jumping back from my grandmother's house to my aunt's house. From my aunt's house, she be with my mother in True Virginia. There's nowhere to stay. So basically, we're back and forth. And it's very hard.
You've had to stay with relatives.
Yeah, back and forth. Packing up her stuff and toting it here and toting it back there. So.
And how about you? Are you living with your parents?
Yeah, I live
with your mom. Does she help you with childcare?
Yeah, she helps me, as well as his father and his father's side of the family, too.
Uh-huh.
It's still hard, though, because it's like, if it's not done, I have to be the last person to do it if I can't get it done.
When you think about your kids, you have a girl
and
you have a boy.
Mm-hmm.
What are your hopes for your children?
My hope for my daughter is, I didn't finish high school. I hope she finished high school and find a good job and go to college. That's my hope for her.
I hope he grows up, get his diploma. I'm not going to force him to go to college because college isn't for everyone. But hopefully he does something with his life and he can do things that I haven't been able to do.
What kind of things would you see him doing that you haven't been able to do?
Well, as far as completing school, completing it more successfully than what I have. Actually focusing on school instead of the outside things. And wanting him to be more of a man than most men I know.
What do you think can help your children have a good education and stay in school?
Support.
Yes, big thing, support.
And where do you think that support comes from? I mean, certainly some of it would come from you, it's their mom.
The people who he knows loves him. Like, the people, like, of course his parents, but, like, his grandmas, and, like, when he gets down and he really needs, like, some pushing to have somebody there to do that, not to just let him just do whatever and just, when he feel like he can't do anymore, just drop out.
When you were in school, did you find school supportive? Were there people supportive for you?
Yeah, but I didn't pay it no mind.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought I was growing and did my own thing, so.
Will your experiences help you be able to help her have a different experience?
Yes.
What for both of you, what do you think might make your life better?
To be honest, for money to grow on trees.
For money to grow on trees, huh?
Yeah.
You said you're looking for a job. How is that going? Are you having much success?
It's hard because, you know, I got to find a babysitter to go out, but it's hard, but I get out sometimes, so.
And you're getting some support from Teensite for school, to pay for school.
Because I've messed up in my previous years, plus with me I'm being a homebound, missing school with having the baby, they messed some of my credits up. So I had some other classes I had to do outside of school in order to graduate on time, because I can't afford not to graduate on time. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me any other programs in the community that you've been able to use? You've used Teensite to help you out. How about any other programs?
Children, Youth, and Family Services.
Yeah, I've been that too.
What have you done with Children, Youth, and Family Services?
They help with diapers, and they try to help with whatever they can help with.
They come by every week and visit and check on your child's growth and make sure your child is growing right and in the right stage.
Yeah, developmental skills.
Yeah.
And with parenting skills, things like
that too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's been helpful.
Yeah.
Very helpful.
Any other programs in the community you've been able to use to your advantage?
Yeah, he's on Medicaid. My child has asthma, and we had to get a nebulizer. If we didn't have Medicaid, we'd pay a lot for that, and then the medicines for that, and then he has to have a regular inhaler, too, when the nebulizer's not needed.
So you have a regular doctor?
He goes to the pediatrician I've been with since I was 2 months, so, and I really like her.
What are some of the other hopes that you have for your children, and for yourselves, too? What other hopes do you have for yourselves?
I hope to find a job, find my own place.
I hope that I can be a nurse, because that's what I've been wanting to do for a while. It's a lot of school and a lot of work, but that's what I hope for myself, to be able to accomplish, because I want to be able to be very independent and, like, not everybody needs help, but, you know, be able to do most things on my own.
Do either of you want to have more children, or is that just something that you're not even thinking about?
I want more. I want more. I do.
I do not.
And one's enough for you?
Yes. Enough. Too much for me.
This is Voices of Poverty, a project of Leadership Charlottesville and the Charlottesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. To find out more about TeenSight, visit our website at voicesofpoverty.org. Music in this podcast came from the group Heavy Mellow off of their album Horizons, available from magnatune.com.